Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here aboard Sea Cloud Spirit. We're just off the coast of Eleuthera. Really, we just had a wonderful day already. We are under sail. This is one of the few sailing yachts around that you can go on. It really is a marvelous experience, and it's a luxury ship, too, so that means you can dine very well on here, and I have the gentleman here who's going to help you do that, Elias Stemma, who is the hotel director. He's in charge of all the hotel facilities and the dining and everything else, and we're going to learn from him exactly what that dining experience, what that stay, those accommodations are all about here on Insider Travel Report. Elias, first of all, great to meet you. Fantastic. You're actually originally from Greece, right?
Yes, I'm Greek. But I was born and I grew up in Germany.
Okay, so that's where the German accent, if you're wondering. Yeah.
I'm trying to hide it, but obviously it's impossible. Yeah.
So what's your background in terms of what led you here as a hotel director?
I have some experience on cruise ships. I started with bigger ones, the TUI cruise, with 3,500 passengers. Then I've been with Hapag-Lloyd with 500, and now I think I find my place with this cruise company with 130 passengers, which is, you can't actually compare it to any other cruise because you are very close to the guests, and this is very important to me because now with this kind of size of ships, you know exactly what our guests want. Mm-hmm. You know,
and you get to know them right away.
Of course, immediately after the first day they're coming on board, and afterwards when they're leaving they're part of our family.
Yeah, and they are, and you get to know them very well. We're on an 8-day cruise of the Bahamas. I know this ship really never sails the same place twice, except it goes another year. You've had about 3 or 4 different destinations just in this so far this season, right?
Yes, we did. So we are here in the Caribbean for a little bit more than 3 months, and everywhere, all over around. The advantage of this kind of size of cruise ship is that we're going to those places where the big ones are not able to do.
Right, and you do small islands.
Exactly.
Now let's first of all talk about the accommodations. And you think, oh, I'm on a sailing ship, it's going to be very rustic. No. These are wonderfully appointed, beautifully designed cabins, your staterooms, I guess you'd say, suites. Tell us a little bit about, so there are now, how many cabins do you have?
We have 67 cabins.
Okay.
And we have cabins, you know, on the fourth top deck, then we have on the third deck and on the second deck, where the cabins, all our suites on the third deck are with balconies.
Okay, that's amazing. I don't have a balcony. Well, I do have a balcony. It's wonderful. Yeah.
No,
if I didn't say yes, are you wondering about that? I'm on the third deck. Do have a balcony. It's amazing.
Yes. And this is something special for a sailing boat, a ship, you know, to having balconies. You know, it's never happened before, but we are very proud of it, and our guests, they like it because there is a mixture of sailing boat, of luxury, and good kind of atmosphere. We guarantee for that.
No, it really is amazing. You go out on your balcony and just sit, or you can come up here. We're actually on the top deck here, or nearly top deck, and we're at the Lido, which is one of your dining venues. So there are really only two places. You get room service and things like that, but there are only two places you can eat here. It's the sort of main restaurant, and then this one, the Lido, right?
Yes, we have the main restaurant, where in the main restaurant we're offering our breakfast buffet every morning for 2.5 hours or more, depends on where we are. Then we're having here on the third deck is the Lido, where the Lido bar is. And here we're offering our guests, you know, every lunch, a lunch buffet, always according to the weather conditions. And 3 to 4 times during the cruise, we're having some special buffets.
Yeah.
Like tonight, we will offering a barbecue, and it will be something completely special.
No, this Lido is a deck. It's also really kind of where the main bar is, and in fact, in the entertainment in the evenings as well. I think we have shanty singers tonight or something.
Oh, yes,
right?
Yeah. Exactly, where the whole crew is performing about 10 different kind of songs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it will be fun because afterwards everyone is going dancing.
And sounds like this will be the big night.
A very busy night for everyone.
Yeah. Now, tell us a little about the food you serve. I mean, what is the variety of food that you do? I know we just had a tasting menu last night, a multi-course with sorbets and everything else. But what can guests expect?
I mean, we are what we offering is actually international food. Mm-hmm. Mediterranean food, then some specialties, because our crew or our galley team is very international. Mm-hmm. Our head chef is half Portuguese, half Indian, but he said he's got many.
Those are two good things to come from as a culinary. Great chefs in India and great chefs in Portugal.
Of course, and with a lot of experience in Europe. Mm-hmm. So there is the right mixture is on board.
Okay.
And this is what we're offering to our guests. And what we do in comparing to other ships is we do a lot of live cooking in front of our guests. And this is actually what our guests like.
Yeah, I saw grilled fish, grilled meats, and things like that. Jerk chicken the other day.
Pasta.
Pasta.
We have a pasta wheel. Tonight you will see something else. I mean, it's going to be a surprise. And we do everything in front of our guests.
Well, I do know that you have very sumptuous breakfast. The breakfasts are amazing every morning. I mean, I'm getting two. I don't usually eat three meals like this. That's the problem.
Well, it's a problem for everyone.
That's right.
And we are happy about that problem.
It is. But you do get fed very well on board. The accommodations, we'll go back to the rooms a little bit. Your rooms are just so well designed. They're the beautiful paneling, incredibly comfortable beds, and a fairly decent sized bathroom, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. So we have our suites on the third deck. They're all with a bathtub.
That's like a jacuzzi, I think. Right?
Yes, jacuzzi too. And we have three owner's suites, which are having a bathtub and a shower gel.
Wow. So you can get the exact same luxury you get on maybe some of the small luxury ships here on a sailing ship, which is actually unique. And this sailing ship, even though it feels like it's been around forever, was built in what, 2021, I think?
21. We've been first year in use.
Wow, that's amazing. And it doesn't look that way. So you get to enjoy all the thrills of being on sail. In fact, I just took a Zodiac around the whole ship and got to see some incredible shots of the full sails. And it is really an experience. Had you ever been at sea on a sailing ship like this before?
No, not even worked on it, not even as a guest.
Wow. So what do you think? You like it?
I don't like to go home.
You don't like to go home. There you go.
Yeah. Anyway. No, it's something special.
Now, Elias, anything else you want to tell? We're going out to about 126,000 travel agents, travel advisors out there who are going to be booking this for their clients. What do you want to tell them about how they should describe this experience, both the dining and the accommodation?
I mean, this experience, actually, you can't describe. You have to feel it. You have to live it by yourself. So the best thing is to come on board. And I will guarantee anyone who's coming on board, he will come again and again and again.
Absolutely. Well, Elias, thank you for taking the time. I know we're in between meals here, and you're kind of walking.
I can smell it already.
You can smell it already. Lunch, and I just got through breakfast. It's crazy.
It's time again.
Time again. It's that meal time again. Again, great to meet you on board. We still have a few more days on board, but it's been a fantastic experience.
Thank you very much.
I'm James Schellinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.